In 2013, I lost my voice. The doctors told me I had a hemorrhaging polyp on my vocal cord and it required surgery. I met with the surgeon and she revealed what I was deeply fearful of. She told me that there was a good chance that my voice would never be the same and I had to prepare myself for that possibility. I was then given strict orders to not sing or talk for the next month. In the silence that followed, I felt all the feelings you might expect. Worry, fear, frustration. But what I didn't expect was the feeling that seemed to rise above all the others. As I searched my heart, I realized that without my voice, I felt worthless. My career as a singer is what I had built my identity on. It was how I measured my value as a person. Without it, I didn't know who I was. Because of the surgery, I had to cancel over 50 events. One of those was a conference called Catalyst West. They asked me if I would write a few words that could be read aloud from stage. I was moved by the request, and as I sat down to write, I got another text from my main contact at the conference. He said, "I wanted to let you know that the theme of the conference this year is identity." The moment I read that word, the room changed. I felt the weight of God's presence in a way I had only experienced a few times in my life. I was undone. Tears filled my eyes. I didn't want to speak or even move. And then a question filled my soul. Who am I? It was as if I could almost hear him. Who am I? The question continued to ring in my mind. In the wait and silence of that moment, my heart replied, "You are my Father." "And what does that make you?" the next question rang. "It makes me your child." As my heart said those words, everything changed. Never in my life was I so aware of God's love, His heart for me, for us. It was the greatest spiritual shift in my life since becoming a Christian. The God who created the universe met me in the back room of my house to remind me that I am His child. This means He has good plans for me. He's watching out for me. That before any other identity I carry, I am first His son. That truth turned my depression into joy, my questions into praise, and my frustration into hope. My prayer changed from, "God, help me," to an honest, "God, I can't wait to see what you have next." Praise God, the surgery went miraculously well, and I was back singing in less than half the time the doctors told me I would be. While it felt amazing to sing again, I was far more thankful for the way God met me in the silence. He showed me who I am by revealing to me who He is. The author Richard Foster says that in silence there is the potential to create the emotional and spiritual space which allows Christ to construct the inner sanctuary in the heart. I took the time to tell this story because it's the very reason why I wrote the song "This Is Our God" and why I made it the first song on the album. True worship, praise, trust, faith, and hope in Jesus does not come from us being more spiritual or trying harder. It comes from our hearts responding to God as He reveals Himself to us. The more we seek Him, the more we find Him. And the more we find, the greater our response. I find that over and over again, I forget how great He is. I have learned that I have to intentionally remind myself of His love, grace, power, and promises. That's why this song and the whole album begins with the word, "Remember." So let us remember all that He has done. Let us remember the cross and the empty grave. Let us remember how He pulled us out of the prisons of our sin and shame and redeemed us into His kingdom. Our identity, life, and joy is found in Him and Him alone. He is faithful even when we are faithless. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is the King over all kings. He is our present Father. He is the Creator of all. He is the spotless Lamb. He is Jesus. This is our God.